Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I made it in. The FTX meltdown, some of that money went to your Republican Never Trumpers. That would include Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan and Lisa Leaping Lizard Murkowski. And some other political players, I forget his name. I think that guy that was supporting Sarah Palin and John McCain, he's turned Democrat now to slam Trump. The other thing down here in Homer, there's a petition now to get them transgender and so on books out of the children's section of the Homer Library.
Okay.
As far as inclusion goes, they want them put in the adult section. They want it out of the teen section and out of the children section. So at least the people that want to have their kids read this sort of thing can pick them up, you know, out of the adult section and take them home. But, yeah, normally your adults don't go into the children's section to check out the books. They're probably...
Well, they ought to.
Well, yeah. And obviously some of them do. But there's, like, 40 books that they're objectioning to in the children's section. But, yeah, apparently Homer is a retirement community for these teachers. And the teachers are wanting to push in a lot of this transgender and LGBTQ plus business. Just one other thing I want to mention before I go. What people don't seem to realize, that plus stands for pedophiles. And
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, and there's been a history of that here in Homer. Not as bad as in Nome, but fortunately, me getting in front of the city council has caused some of these pillars of the community to get rousted by the FBI for drug pushing and so on and so forth. But since I'm back here in Homer, I'm afraid to be... making myself a target, but I probably already am. But anyway,
okay,
that goes into areas that you don't want to talk about, and I don't want to mess up your show. And I commented on one of your shows last week that. Yeah, it's kind of difficult for me here, going way back. And I'm talking about when I first voted for Buchanan in 99. And I quit paying taxes when Bush got nominated. I'm like, I wasn't real quick on the draw about who was behind 9/11, but... like I said, my issues go back even further, back to 1947.
Yeah, I could understand that.
Okay. Well, have a good show.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much here. The lines are open, 512-248-8252, and getting on to some other news here. speaking of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried bought off media outlets, including the New York Times, to publish puff piece propaganda articles about him. Okay, and apparently Sam Bankman-Fried still has some money in his hands. He appears to be buying positive coverage about himself in the major corporate-controlled media outlets, or maybe, you know, all the politicians who were beneficiaries of FTX are putting pressure on the corporate media to say, make this go away, tell everybody it's no big deal, and you know, we don't deserve to have this dug up here. But in the New York Times, they published a softball damage control puff piece framing Sam Bankman-Fried as some kind of victim in this whole debacle that he himself created by scamming his investors and funneling their money through Ukraine to fund left-wing politicians like Joe Biden. So it's definitely an ugly situation. Let's see, 512-248-8252. Over in Arizona, there is an organization called SaveAZNow.com, and they are open and collecting complaints regarding the violations of Arizona election law in the midterms. And you can go to that website, and I've linked it to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. And if you live in Arizona and you witness something questionable, you can fill out a form, and they will get back to you. They're trying to collect all this information about what happened. And, you know, that Rasmussen poll came on out. 76% of Americans are now, I'm sorry, that was a different number. It's 57% of Americans, slightly more than half, are convinced that fraud is a major problem with our election systems. Okay, now a little bit of good news for the fans of Brittany Griner. Russia announced today it's pursuing a prisoner swap with the United States to return imprisoned arms dealer Victor Bout, dubbed the Merchant of Death, in an exchange that would likely include Brittany Griner. And Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said, I would like to hope that the prospect of swapping not only remains, but is being strengthened, and that the moment will come when the prospect will turn into a concrete agreement. So they're starting to talk about this here. And I know a lot of people had mixed feelings about Brittany when she was still in this country. She was very disrespectful of the United States. And then she went to Russia. She got caught with a vape cigarette with THC in it, which is illegal in Russia, and she got arrested and thrown in prison, and my understanding is it is not too pleasant at all. All right, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the new Republican-controlled House as of the first of the next year, they're going to be investigating a lot of things, including what happened on January 6th. And so far, they are finding out now that the federal government had informants in Proud Boys and Oath Keepers on January 6th, which raises the possibility that they were all victims of an entrapment operation. And we have seen the FBI do this time and time again, even going all the way back to COINTELPRO, where they'll find somebody who is exploitable, and they'll give them guns and explosives and fill their head with all kinds of nonsense about being a hero and set them up to do something like kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. And then they swoop in at the last minute, arrest the guy, they get the headlines, the patsy goes away to jail, and you know, it's going to be an ugly, ugly situation. All right. Let's see. What's going on out here? 512-248-8252. Let's get some calls going here. And let's see. What do we want to talk about here? We're on the verge of the World Cup, and hopefully that will proceed without any sudden events here, but I'm expecting there to be a false flag to get this war really, really going. I think the missiles into Poland were an attempt to stir that up, but it really didn't work, and so they backed off. But there'll be something else, and you have to look at the history of the United States and how they get into these wars. World War One, was all about the Lusitania. Remember the Lusitania? Oh, those helpless passenger ship, you know, just murdered by those evil German submarine commanders. And then it came out later on that the Lusitania had indeed been smuggling weapons to Great Britain from the United States, which made it a legitimate target of war. But, of course, the media didn't mention that little detail at the time, so everyone got really upset and walked off to World War One. They got suckered by that. Same thing in World War II, the sudden surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, which really wasn't a surprise because Franklin Roosevelt had been poking at Japan for almost an entire year following a plan put together by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum, who had spent a lot of his youth in Hawaii, was familiar with the Japanese culture, and they created a series of incidents which to the Americans would seem kind of minor and trivial and why the fuss, but to the Japanese frame of mind, they would be horrible, horrible insults. And, Roosevelt went so far as to literally order a task force that was conducting exercises right in the path of the oncoming Japanese strike force to get out of the way. And, of course, we have the story about Station H, which was picking up the radio signals from the Japanese strike group. Big lie. They maintained radio silence. No, they didn't. They were broadcasting all the way across the ocean here. All right, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. I'm calling because of this this situation over there. I don't know if you're aware of it, but at the G20, mm-hmm. They've issued...
Hello?
Yeah.
Charlie, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped out there for a while, so you could start over at the G20...
Yes, the G20 has issued a formal decree promoting vaccine passports as a preparation for any pandemic response that are going to be headed by the World Health Organization for any international travel. In other
yeah,
words,
I had heard about that.
Looking at passports, yeah. I just want to know what you think about that one.
Well, you know, obviously it's another coercive measure to get everybody to stick that needle in their arm, even though, the Italian health minister is saying there is no proof these shots are of any benefit whatsoever. There's a huge amount of evidence they are harmful. But for some reason, whether it's money or something else, governments around the world are desperate to stick those needles into people. And, saying you can't travel without a current vaccine passport is just another coercive means of, the shot. Like, you had to show a vaccine passport to go to work or go into a shopping mall or the rest of it. It's another aspect of the dictatorship being built up around this myth of the public health.
Well, that's correct. But it also is what I dislike about it. It's putting the World Health Organization and that these people that are in charge of it in the United States telling us where we can and where we cannot go and travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't elect anybody from the World Health Organization, as far as I recall, to any position here in the United States.
Yeah, well, again, this is part of the globalist agenda.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We're bowing to the world. We're bowing to the globalist agenda here.
Yeah,
we're giving up our freedoms to the World Health Organization.
Well, some people are going to go along with it. There are a lot of people who still believe the vaccines can be trusted. I'm not one of them. Neither is anybody in my family, actually, except for one individual. And we'll just stop traveling. And we're going to see, commerce slow down and put additional strain on our economy. And people may just do their business over Zoom or other such things rather than go through that nonsense. I mean, I used to love flying when I was a kid. I mean, the very first commercial flight I took was on one of the Lockheed Constellations, which I thought was really cool because it had three of those vertical stabilizers on the tail. But, TSA comes along and flying is just not a pleasant experience at all. This may be all about saving resources for the military by getting us all to do our business online where we can be watched rather than actually traveling to these other destinations.
Well, I agree with all the everything you've said, except for I see it as a very slippery slope. And where is it going to end? You know, how do we stop this globalism? This is where I'm getting at. We've got to put a stop to this stuff. They're going to take over our everything. You know, all our freedom. They're going to take all our freedoms. Before long, yeah. They'll tell us we got to wear a mask. We can't see if we have to have the vaccine to be able to travel anywhere. That's the next thing. You know, okay, they're going to come to say, okay, you can't go into Georgia from Florida to Georgia or something without a vaccine passport. You see?
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to end. It's probably headed that way. It's probably going to wind up exactly that way.
Yeah, that's where I'm worried about it. All right, thank you very much, Mike. It's all I wanted to do is comment on that.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me? Good day to you.
Good day to you, too.
Yeah, Mike, I got a little good news and a little sad bad news, but let me go to the good news. The guy in Colorado just conceded to Bobbitt, Lorraine Bobbitt. She's going to win that seat, but that gives the Republican Congress a little more cushion there. The one that was pro-gun, endorsed by Trump, the guy just conceded this on the news. So she did win that seat, even though it's 550-some votes or something. She's going to win that seat, so that, he was conceding. That's the good news. Now, the bad news, Mike, is this. You got this guy, Akeem Jeffers, who wants to be take over from Pig Pelosi in the speakership.
Yes.
Mike, you know this guy is a radical. I'm pretty sure you know this guy's a radical communist Bolshevik. This guy here, Jeffers, is a big-time fan of Louis Farrakhan. And he's
okay,
also
can
in a
we
picture
back
with
up
Farrakhan.
Here a second? Can we back up here a second? I mean, he wants to take over the leadership of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, but he's not going to be Speaker of the House because the Republicans are in control.
Yeah, Mike, that's what I said. That's what I'm saying. He's going to take over the leadership for Pelosi. He's not going to take over the leadership of the Congress. He's going to take over for Pig Pelosi in that party, the Democrat party.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say to you. Yes. So this guy, it looks like I don't know if he's going to get the votes. Kevin McCarthy's going to have a hard time getting the votes in the Republican Congress, Mike. They were breaking on the news. He might not get the votes.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to play out, but it's going to be interesting. But this Bobbitt lady did win, so that's good news. But the other news is this, Mike. Also in Oregon, I don't know if you reported on that today about Oregon. Everybody in Oregon's buying rifles, shotguns like crazy. They don't have enough shotguns for all the people trying to buy up the guns.
Well, good for them. I mean, you know, if you live in an area where there's a lot of wildlife, you know, you may need to hunt just to survive. Around here, you know, with all the gas prices being high and everything, some of our parks are letting people come on in and cut up dead trees or trees that have fallen down, and you can fill up your entire truck with wood for the fireplace for only $10.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it's crazy. Mike, by the way, I hope that guy Dan calls in. I think Dan from Washington. I want to hear his opinion about this Kotex. You got this lady, Tina Kotex, as the new governor, and everybody thought the other lady could beat her finally, a Republican. They never can unseat these demon rats in those western states. What the hell is going on in those states, Mike? You got a Kotex, a dirty Kotex, as a governor? Tina Kotex? What kind of name is that, Kotex? I mean, it sounds like a dirty diaper or something. It's filthy.
Well, let's not get personal on that level here. I mean, what we're dealing with here, and I think this midterm election really was the breakthrough moment for Americans to realize this. We have a totally unreliable election system, and, you know, it's being used by the Democrats to cement their power and control. Okay, Tom, got to take a break here. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors. 512-248-8255.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Tom in Florida. And Tom, take it away.
Yeah, Mike, I just want to go back to what I was saying about this guy, Akeem Jeffers. This guy was praising Louis Farrakhan. Can you imagine if a Republican or Kevin McCarthy or one of these Republicans were to praise David Dukes? What would they do?
Oh, yeah, that would be all over.
It'd be all over if a guy, of a Republican white guy, would have endorsed David Dukes, who was a good guy, or, you know, any other white, they would say white guy or their extremist, they would never they have a vote. Now this guy, Akeem Jeffers, wants to run the Democratic Democrat Party, which I hope he does, because he's going to run it right into the total ground. It's going to crash land like you've never seen. So we hope this guy does get it. But this guy was embracing Farrakhan and all this other black power stuff nonsense. So this guy's a piece of crap. Now, Mike, here, I'm going to go now. I'm sure you saw the breaking news about this guy, the schmucker, A.G. Garland, and he's going after Trump again with Mar-a-Lago. We haven't heard nothing about Mar-a-Lago in 60 days, Mike. What's going on?
No, we had a story come out just yesterday that the conclusion was that the only reason Donald Trump had some classified information was as mementos, and that he wasn't, in fact, doing anything illegal with them.
That's correct. So, you know, and I, you know, Mike, I have a real funny feeling that DeSantis is definitely not going to challenge Trump. He'd be insane to do it. it'll blow up the party. He needs to quiet his mouth, wait till 28, let Trump take this thing down to 24. We got to get Trump back elected into the presidency because
the powers that be are definitely pushing DeSantis. I saw a puff piece come on through that polls in Florida show that DeSantis could beat Trump 4-1. And, you know, maybe in Florida that's true. But yeah, they want Trump out, and they see DeSantis as the most likely person to be able to do that.
Well, it's like Marco said, Mike, they can control him. The globalists will be able to control DeSantis. They couldn't control Trump. And it's exactly why they want DeSantis. I bet DeSantis, yep. I hope he doesn't make a stupid, bold move like that, because I think I'll probably sit out the election if he doesn't. I say let him wait his turn, serve 4 years as a governor of Florida, then make your move. Stay out of this for now. You need to stay out of this. Butt out of it, let Trump handle it, and let him run against a bumbling 82-year-old imbecile that he has the brain of a 99.9-year-old man. Which is
well, to be very honest, I think DeSantis would be well advised to make peace with Donald Trump and run on the ticket with him, Trump-DeSantis, and that would give him 4 years' experience as vice president, which would definitely give him additional gravitas going into 2028.
Totally agree with you. Love it. Perfect. That's the way it should come down, Mike. I love what you said. That's how
okay.
Trump should handle this in DeSantis. It should be a team, a tag team, and let them, then they'll get like 16 years in, Mike, or, you know, at least 12 years. Four, and DeSantis gets eight. That's how they have to play this. They have to start thinking how they can take these demon rats out.
Yeah.
Take them down. They got to be knocked out, completely knocked out, cold, because we cannot allow this anymore with this leftist, Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, liberalism insanity. And it's got to come to a screeching halt immediately. So, yeah, I agree with you. And as far as these other races, Mike, it looks like the Republicans are going to have like a 6 or 7 seat majority in the Congress, which is good enough. But
in the House, they've lost the Senate. The Senate is still in Democratic control.
Correct, in the House, right. So we'll see how that's going to finally play out. But at least they did wrestle the control away, and now they can slow some of this imbecile BDI Biden's nonsense down. But I have to agree with Marco though what he said yesterday. The globalists are so powerful, Mike. Even what they're doing in Italy, the woman in Italy that got elected, now she's backstabbing. She's going back on some of her promises. I mean, they're just, there's too much money involved, Mike. And this schmuck that was in charge of the cryptocurrency, what do you think is going to happen to him, Mike? What kind of punishment will this guy get?
He's going to skate on that. He's already raising money for a new venture and probably seeing how successfully his last one worked for those on the inside. He may well get it.
Well, they say Mad Maxine Waters got a lot of money out of this guy, Mike. Mad Max.
Yeah, we had that story earlier where, I mean, she was blowing a kiss at him, you know, about in this video.
It's unbelievable. I just don't believe the crap that goes on in this country, but you know you got to believe it because it's happening.
Yeah, it is happening.
Another thing is, Mike, what is going on? Because I heard now in New York, they took down the 10 cities and they put all these illegals that are over there. There's not that many, but there's enough stuff. They're putting them in $200 a night motel rooms, and it might be for over a year. I heard till they get to
something like that. They're starting to stash them on cruise ships. And the taxpayers get to pay for it. Most taxpayers can't afford an ocean cruise for themselves, let alone having to pay for illegal immigrants to get that kind of royal treatment.
And, you know, Mike, look at the situation with the turkeys for Thanksgiving and the food prices. And we're bringing in 5 to 7, 8 to 10 million illegal aliens in here to eat our food? Are we insane in our water?
I've got a thought. How about we have the illegal immigrants eat the bugs?
Hey, great idea, Mike.
I like
that one, but I like the other one you had with the chunk and pumpkins. I like to
yeah,
back
really.
Over the wall.
All right, Tom, I got to let you go. I've given you a huge chunk of time here. We got to take another break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Not an issue. Hello, young man. And to that young gal with you. Oh, and by the way, have a fun weekend, both of you. I have to agree or disagree or whatever the case is. The fellow that called earlier before Tom that made the comment about the shot jab passport, whatever you want to call it, of
yes.
going from intercontinental is one thing as far as going out to the U.S. is concerned, even into Canada or Mexico. Is one thing, but when you're going from like state from state to state within the U.S., that's illegal. Reason being is that, for one thing, logistically, having people stop at the border of each state just to see if they've got a passport with how they've been shot up this way, that way, to Sunday morning, logistically just isn't going to do it because, for one thing, you're going to have a massive traffic jam. People are going to be PO'd, and not to mention having people yelling at the local government saying, excuse me, where do you get off on this garbage to start with? Who's paying you to instigate this? I mean, it's just not a real picture event because well, who cares a passport in the middle of the U.S., from one state to the other. Nobody does. If they do, well, hey, that's their business. They're probably going out to the U.S. on whatever occasion. But I'm sitting there thinking about it logically, process, and it's like, who is kidding who? I mean, that to me is one of those fear-mongering issues, saying, well, you will be able to travel. Because if I travel from, like, North Carolina down to South Carolina and I get stopped because and ask for a passport like that, I'm going to give that officer a dirty look,
mm-hmm.
ask them for their business card, and show them my license, and that's it, with this window slightly down. And if they give me a hard time, then I can always hit 911 on the damn cell phone and request a police assistance. Because of
well, the problem is we have seen this government, ignore its own laws. It's trampling all over the Constitution. And if they decide it's in their interest to have checkpoints on the state borders like the old Soviet Union did, then it is going to come to pass. And obviously the vax passport is not the same thing as your travel passport. It's going to be an additional document, a little card or something. Or they may say, well, look, if you don't want to get stuck in a traffic jam at a state border, then this is the time to get your little microchip inside your hand, and they'll just wave a wand at you. They'll know you're vaccinated and not wanted by the authorities, and you just can keep on driving.
Well, you got a point there, except for one thing. As far as I'm concerned, they can shove that microchip out their backside.
Yep.
Meanwhile, have a great weekend. Play hard, and if you don't mind, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona.
Later. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, how you doing? Listen,
doing
Mike, you see that there, you know, I was never really that great of a Trump supporter. You know what I mean? I was never a MAGA guy, though I've become one now because I understand that when you got the kind of enemies that Trump has, he must be doing something right. Okay.
Yes.
And, I like DeSantis, but I think we got to really unite behind Trump at this point. Okay.
Well, that's certainly what I'm going to do. You know, it's not because I like Trump. It's because we need to restore honest elections in this country, and Trump is our best way of doing that.
Now, I also see that what they're trying to do, they're trying to put a so-called special prosecutor now to go after Trump on this this raid there in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Now, what the Republicans need to do, I mean, at least they do have the House. They barely got that, but they do have the House. And
mm-hmm.
you can do a lot with that House. What they should do is say, look, we're going to defund both the FBI and the Justice Department. Now, they'll right away say, oh, you know, you want to, risk people's safety. Well, guess what? If somebody's got a problem, okay, like a criminal problem, there's usually two or three ways they're going to take care of it. They're either going to take care of themselves if it's a Second Amendment state, okay, or
mm-hmm.
and or they're going to call the local police or sheriff's department. They're not going to call the FBI. The FBI is useless.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
A bunch of overeducated punks that are really shyster lawyers playing the part of cops or actually some kind of a hybrid of the two, okay? That's all
mm-hmm.
they are. So, and the Justice Department is worthless, too. They are a bunch of shyster lawyers. We didn't have a Justice Department up until, I think, the late 1800s,
yes.
if I'm not mistaken. And you didn't have an FBI till the cross-dresser started that evil agency back in, I think, in the 1920s.
Yep.
Okay? No, the despicable cross-dresser there. And it's been no good ever since, even going up to the time in Boston when a criminal, Whitey Bulger, actually ran, a real, a mafioso, Whitey Bulger, actually ran the Boston office of the FBI. And that was when... what's his name, was the U.S. attorney at the time. Mueller. Mueller was the U.S. attorney
yep.
at the time. I mean, this is a crooked agency, and the Justice Department's a bunch of crooks, too. So that's what the Republicans should do. Just defund them. Don't fund them at all. Don't give them a dime. Say, hey, you want to work? I mean, you can't. It's not that easy to disband them. You have to have both houses and the so-called president to do that. But they can just defund him. Say, hey, you guys want to work for free?
Well,
go ahead.
No. You're not really understanding. The House can vote to defund the Justice Department. The Senate can say, no, we don't concur. Or even if they did concur, the president can veto it. What the House has the power to do is to refuse to vote for any additional funding for these departments.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. Just don't fund them, period. And, that's what they need to do. And the only thing they can do then in return is say, okay, we won't fund the whole government. So what? Do we really need the federal government anymore?
No, it's kind of it's past its sell-by date, in my opinion.
Huh? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said the federal government is past its sell-by date.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you get something off the supermarket shelf, it says, use by this date or throw away here.
And I don't even
By the way, little trivia question. You know who came up with that idea of freshness dating on products? You're not going to believe this.
Who?
Al Capone.
Really?
Because his niece got sick drinking out-of-date milk. And Capone, who had all this political influence in Chicago, went to the government and said, you got to have them put freshness dates on the products. And it took off as a great idea.
Yeah, it was really.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
So I guess he served some good, right?
Well, yeah, like nobody's ever perfectly good or perfectly evil. There's always a blend in there. It's just we have to avoid the people who are mostly evil.
You know, just like Stalin, as bad as he was, he did one good thing. He stopped Hitler. Also, he stopped Trotsky. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
and the
so
one good thing Hitler did was give us the Volkswagen and the Bauhaus School of Design. I will grant that one, the Bauhaus School of Design.
Yeah. And look, and that's another thing, too. They got to stop this stuff with the Ukraine. They got to stop sending our money to Ukraine.
Yeah, I agree.
Going hungry in the streets, and they keep on giving this crook, Zelensky and his bunch of Nazi hordes, more and more money. It's crazy, you know? And they have the nerve to call Putin a Nazi when he's anything but. Actually, Putin, to me, Putin is the man right now. He is the man, he is the one man in this world right now really standing up to the globalists, to the New World Order, the WEF.
Yes, he is.
The one man.
That's why
really
I think the globalists want the U.S. and Russia to destroy each other.
Yeah, and another thing, too.
I think that's the plan.
Some of these conservatives, or whatever you want to call them, even America Firsters, got to stop this stuff with the CCP. China is not the problem. The problem is right here in this country, and the WEF, the neocons, the neoliberals, these are the problems. It's nothing to do with China, if anything, now, they're the neo, even George Soros was saying how terrible China is. Now, when a scumbag like George Soros says that, that means he's just the opposite. So China is doing something right now, too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Leave them alone. I understand you don't want to get, why should we give them all our jobs and stuff? But that's because of the crooks in both the, our government and the corporate crooks that don't care about the American people. They just care about their profits.
Right.
That's why. Not China's fault. China's just taking advantage. That's all. You know, say, hey, you want to be stupid? You want to give us all your jobs, all your businesses? Go ahead, we'll take them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but other than that, they're standing up against the globalists now. And they're allied with Russia, and so is India. India's doing the right thing now, too.
Yes.
So, you know, so people got to start understanding who and what the real enemy in this country is. And they're using the FBI, that's their police force, yeah. Right now, the globalists.
That is their Gestapo.
And NATO is their army. It's the army of NATO. I mean, NATO is the army of the globalists, the New World Order. It's not they're not defending the United States. If a soldier is over there now, you got any American soldiers over there now, they're not defending this country. No, I don't feel when I go to sleep at night or when I go make a meal or whatever else that somebody in. Some soldier in the border of Ukraine is keeping me safe. They're not. If anything,
no.
They're keeping it more likely that the whole world can go up in smoke one day.
That's a very real possibility. We came close with this whole Poland situation. What's amazing is Associated Press is still refusing to release the source who gave them the story that Russia fired those missiles into Poland. So they're still covering up for the bad people. Anyway, Mark, we're getting short on time, and I got some callers waiting on the line, so thank you very much.
Can you do me a favor? Keep me on while let me listen in what the other callers. I just want to see what's... Okay,
yeah, I think we can arrange to do that, yeah. So, Mike, leave Mark on the line so he can hear what's going on, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just sitting here listening to folks as we're talking about, oh, they're going to give us passports, they're going to do this, that, and the other. We have to stop doing what they tell us to do. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Their job is simply to uphold and defend the Constitution. That's their job. It's not to tell us what to do or how to live. So when we acquiesce and we continue, I mean, I'm looking at what's going on in the schools and the tranny story time and the gender queer and the, why are your children even still there? If they don't teach them how to write cursive, if they don't teach them math, I mean, if they don't teach them history or the Constitution, what is the purpose for your children being away from you 8 to 10 hours a day? And this is what I mean. We are destroying ourselves. And as we sit here and now debate, well, is it Trump or DeSantis? Oh, well, you know, when they're both, you know, basically useless, because the point is that if the government ran as it should, they wouldn't be telling us what to do. And so we're the ones that have to change. We have to stop talking about what they want us to talk about around the water cooler and start talking about Republic Broadcasting and all the different sources and information. And even if you lose your friends, even if your family is pissed at you at Thanksgiving, you'd better say something to them while you can. Because where we are, there's no coming back from it. I mean, they've destroyed food supply. They're just destroying this country. There won't be anything to vote for in 2 years. You know, if your participation is raising money and supporting your party, that we don't have time for this anymore. So anyway, I'm just saying we have all the power. We need to stop obeying illegitimate authority. Stop giving them your money. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. Educate yourself. You don't have to do it with him. You have Roger Sales on this network. You know, let's be reasonable. God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. And here they're running wild. I mean, running wild with your money. And nobody ever getting in any trouble. I mean, I'm gonna laugh when Biden pardons Hunter and himself, as if you could do that. You know?
Well, it's not known if a president can pardon themselves, but there's no question that Joe Biden could pardon Hunter. And in fact, they may be rushing to get all of this bad news out there before the new Congress takes their seats. And then they'll say, oh, yes, Hunter did all these bad things here. And Joe Biden says, well, he's my son and I love him and therefore I'm going to pardon him.
And this is my point, though. We as the American people, we have to stop putting up with this kind of nonsense. Hillary Clinton, paper play in the State Department, bleach bit and a hammer with computers, the Awan brothers testifying and them scooting them out of I mean, it's our fault because we allow them to get away with it. If we just do what the Bible says in terms of come out of her, my people, take your children out of those institutions, you don't have to worry about what pervert freak show they're putting out there. You'll know where they are. They won't be using fentanyl. You'll be able to build something together as a family. Work with your friends, your local family, your different local groups as far as your local farmer, your local electrician, your local. Start building. Start. And that's what I'm saying. If we create a new space to be in, they'll come join our space because we are the successful people. We actually produce a real thing. They're out there with their, you know, jubs just under brokes sitting in cubicles tapping on computers, that if tomorrow they say there's no job, these people have no skill sets. There's nothing they can do. There's no place they can go. So we have to, even if you're going to, you know, lose friends at Thanksgiving, put Republic Broadcasting on. Play some clips from some shows, your favorite shows. Just pick your favorites, your couple favorites, because it's addictive. It truly is. So anyway, I'll get off if you have other callers. But I love what you're doing. And I okay. Oh, and the other thing is, we've got to quit pretending that the COVID thing is the worst mistake since thalidomide. This was a plan, as far as 2025 to 2028. That's the Johns Hopkins drill manual for this three-year endeavor. So up to and including how to silence the doctors, how to stop them from using the drugs that work, how to threaten their licenses. Now they're making it all legal in California. If you go against the World Health Organization or the American Medical Association, they can pull your license. They can, you know, what is this? Are we seeking truth? Are we seeking to be the best? Or are we seeking to obey a bunch of Satanist, pedophile criminals that are committing treason and destroying our nation right in front of us? So it's time to grow up, put on the big boy pants, may lose some friends, send money. If you are not supporting Republic Broadcasting, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And we're going to skip our last break for commercials, and we're going to go to Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. The reason I wanted to call in was I was speaking to a couple of folks in Arizona I know, and I can tell you people out there are just furious with the way this whole election was ran. They know, you know, with all the machine problems and long lines and all the other shenanigans, they know they really, Kerry Lake especially, got screwed. But the other thing that really bugs them is there's almost, you know, a national media blackout on the whole story. And the Republican Party leadership is not doing a damn thing, as far as I know, to help them out. So the upshot of what I see here is with that lack of support, and that could apply to Pennsylvania, Nevada, Michigan, I can see tens of thousands of Republican voters walking away. They're going to say, why bother in 24?
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. And again, yeah. I hope you keep beating the drum on this because, again, there's no chance for 24 if the issues in these key states don't get solved. And that's
the biggest problem facing our country is we do not have a workable, verifiable election system. And, you know, we're not a democracy. We're not a republic. We're a banana republic. We are a dictatorship with the illusion of elections.
Well, that's right. So everybody who's interested in trying to get this country back on the right track in 24 should make it a point to find out why the people who should be getting after this, again, the Ron and McDaniels, McCarthy and McConnell, I mean, we know they're probably in the tank, but there should be other leaders that should pop up and be raised in holy hell. That's one reason I wanted to bring it up. So thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much here. We still have some open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, happy Friday. A good comment from Lauren. She's pretty good at that. And that goes to tell you is who's going to, Trump and Biden. Trump's the best, but, you know, Trump still, he has his issues, you know, but if you had to pick it, that's one of the two. But there's a lot of other people in there. The people have to read into this. As you say, good, that's why you come on every time. I like what you bring on and what the callers bring on. And that's what has to be. They've got to look at it. So the biggest thing here, okay, Republicans are supposed to have control of the House. Well, I don't know how far, what's it, 218 they need. Even that, these people, even the new people going to come in, how are they going to end up doing
now,
what they
you
might
know, there's,
say?
There's the rhino there's the rhino factor. Candidates who ran as Republicans but are really inside, they're liberals.
That's right. Are we going to just really not do it? They'll be controlled too. But it'll be interesting to see what they have and who takes Pelosi's place if that happens. But, like I said, okay, well, you want to go after some of these people, do just what Nancy Pelosi did. Take the House, the Capitol Police, the FBI, going after them. These people out. See what happens. That's the thing. And I can tell you there's other people I've known over the years can do a good or probably better job than if Trump comes in. Take him from past stuff. Ron Paul, his son, other people you probably don't know that I could, after reading years and years of people, you know, trying to step up to that. it could happen. But yeah, we're right.
Well, you know, if Trump wins in 2024, I'm available to be head of NASA. And my first act there would be to issue an order that all ground crews have to dress up like apes every time a spaceship comes back to Earth.
Whatever, Michael, you do that. But those kind of
that's
things,
probably why they didn't ask me to take care of NASA the last time. So what can I tell
you? No, it's one of those two, you know, I got family, most of my family, they have no clue what's going on. You know,
That's changing very rapidly, and I would say, you know, again, going back to that Rasmussen poll, people are waking up to the reality of election fraud in this country, and at some point, it's going to hit the anger factor where, you know, people are going to look back over all the money that the government took from them, all the orders the government gave them, all the children who were killed and crippled in these pointless wars, and realize that there were never any obligations to do any of that because the government was not elected by the people fairly.
Yeah, Michael, like I said, they get angry. Most of my side said they're not hungry enough yet. Nothing's happened to them.
That's going to happen real soon.
Money.
That's going to happen
find
real
out.
Soon.
And then let's see if they really get mad. Then what are they going to say? Okay, what are you going to do next? You're going to go chasing after these people? Your
well, you know, if you're out of food, I understand the politicians are very tender. They taste like pork, and they're non-GMO.
Hey, Mike, one last thing I'll get up. Going back to J. Edgar Hoover, you know, the thing when he was mysteriously died, somebody said that the Nixon administration poisoned his toothpaste. I think that's a reliable thing or just a...
Well, it's certainly a possibility... Because, you know, Hoover had become a major pain in the government's rear end because he kept his special secret files on everybody, and he basically blackmailed the government into making him the FBI director for life. He even blackmailed John F. Kennedy successfully. And so, yeah, there were a lot of people who wanted him to go away, and, it's entirely possible. Can't prove it, but I would not rule it out.
Yeah, okay. Well, have a nice weekend, Mike, you and Claire. Take care.
All right, thank you very much. Real quick, Terry in Texas, we're almost at the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, thanks for getting me in. I was just going to back up Lauren, basically what she said. Both Lauren and I are nationalists, and we carry passports around for ID. There's a real quick video. It's like 5 minutes on YouTube. It's called Citizen versus National. And it's got, I think it's black and white. It says on the front, still confused with a question mark. I would encourage everybody to look at that and just quickly gives you the difference between
the
two.
Well, if you could email me the URL, I will post it.
Okay. I'm in the road right now, but I'll get to you.
All right. Thank you very much. And there's the music. Show is over. Stay tuned for the, actually, it's not the Intel Report. We're going to be playing John Stadmiller's very first interview with Harley Schlanger. So it's a repeat, so you can look forward to that. Please spread the word for publicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word for whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We are in dire need right now. And have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.